Just my own experience, what I've just been saying is effort or energy or whatever you want to call it seems to be kind of rooted somewhere. Like depending on where it's rooted, just like a simple example would be like, you know, if there's like, if things are kind of rooted around, let's say, wanting to become something,
yeah,
wanting to avoid something, then that energy or effort that comes from that seems to not be so useful. Whereas it's like, in other words, like the energy seems to be kind of like, it doesn't seem to be kind of comes out of nowhere. Like the,
oh, right. Yeah. Well, it's just like this that sutta view, rooted in desire. So that there's, of course, then there's skillful desire and unskillful desire. A wholesome desire, unwholesome desire.
Well, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, those wholesome desires and unwholesome desires seem to kind of be rooted in something. They don't seem to kind of come from nothing.
What? Well, that's, well, the Buddha, he brings it back to that as, that's what the desire is. Our desire is what you're, this is where it's rooted. This is, of course, then it's up to, because these things all interrelate. Then it's up to discernment, investigation to sort of see, okay, how do I support a wholesome desire and how do I relinquish an unwholesome desire? How do I temper that? How do I direct it in a skillful way? How do I direct desire? And of course, you can only do that by reflecting on results or the underlying nature of it, in that sense that, okay, this effort is tying me up in knots. What's the underlying desire? Maybe the desire is wrong. So then you're having to reflect on how the interaction between the two, how they tie together.
So it's a lot. It seems like what you're saying, like a lot of it is about just, I mean, there's going to be all these kind of desires, some wholesome, some unwholesome, depending on our sort of discernment and sati, we're going to be able to see it more clear than not.
Yeah.
We just have to kind of keep watch over and keep playing with it and keep.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the sort of the kind of the crux of say practice and training, is that hopefully we're learning something,
so comes to mind the term ability or Ajahn Chah, looking for an end,
right?
Unskillful desires, you just go around in circles.
Yes.
Act upon a desire, you're feeding it, and it's unwholesome. It's going to come right back around. You're going to be right back in the same spot.
Yeah. That was the that reading that I did from Kittisaro on Ajahn Chah, on the Ajahn Chah day, where Ajahn Chah kept sort of prodding him, you know, so you're going to do your degree in Aldous Huxley and, and then what? And then what? And then what? And then he started, you know, tracing his finger around the rim of the spittoon. just going and going. There's no end to this.